This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Life is not defined by what you have or by what you don't have. Life is not defined by what you have or don't have. Some people will define their life by things they don't have. Well, we don't have a nice car, we don't have a nice house, we don't have this, we don't have that. And their whole life, what they don't have, and they will tell people, we never had this, we don't have it, and we will never have these things. Life's not defined by what you don't have. The other side of the coin is this. Life is not defined by what we do have. Some people will tell you, we do have this, and we do have this, and we're going to get this, and we're going to get that. And life isn't defined by my material possessions, and that's the greatest lesson here that Jesus, I think, is trying to tell us, that life does not consist of the abundance of our possessions. I want to give you a little quiz on greed. You may want to write these down. 3-question test on the subject of greed. Number one, am I dominated by the desire for more without any regard for the will of God? Am I dominated by the desire for more without any regard for the will of God? That is the number one question for a man or woman or teenager, anybody, to ask themselves to see if you are a greedy man or a greedy woman. You're dominated by the desire and say, the will of God has nothing to do with my life. What matters is what I want. I just want more. I want you to notice what happened with this man, that Jesus talks about this conversation in this parable where God says to this man, you are a fool. Anytime you see the word fool in the Bible, we had this recently, it doesn't mean somebody with a mental deficiency. It's not somebody with a low IQ. It's not somebody with an intellectual problem. A fool is someone with a character problem or a moral problem. So when the Lord says, you fool, he was speaking about his character deficiency. You think your life consists of tearing down barns and building new ones and eat, drink, and be merry because that's all we have in life. And he said, you are a fool, a person with a character flaw, a character deficiency. That describes people in the United States of America today, people who could be described that way. Let's bring up the second question about greed in my life. Am I willing to compromise truth for material gain? Am I willing to compromise truth for material gain? Here's a simple way to put that one. Are you willing to sell out? At what price will you give up truth? Well, how much money has to be involved? I've actually heard people say, well, I wouldn't sell out for just that. It would have to be a lot more. And they're serious. I would have to have a lot more money to sell out and compromise the truth. And people who put a price tag on their credibility, a price tag on their honesty, their reputation, are people who are willing to compromise truth for material gain. That is a marker of greed. That is a marker of greed. Number three, am I willing to sacrifice relationships on the altar? And that should be A-L-T-A-R, the altar of things. Are you willing to sacrifice relationships with your children on the altar of things? You willing to sacrifice your relationship with a husband or wife on the altar, and you lay that relationship on the altar, of visualize an altar in your life, and you say, I will sacrifice that relationship in order to gain things.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I'm going to tell you about the most moving funeral that I've ever attended in my life. And that's a powerful story to tell you tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and tune in tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.